Reverend Al, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Watchman!
His name is...
Watchman!
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
From New York, Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Let me say that as we prepare in all over the world, really, for the memorial around Muhammad Ali, and many of us have already engaged in some, and I was honored to have known him and worked with him on various issues for the last over 40 years. I think that the real legacy that we must make a part of our memory of Muhammad Ali is not only his boxing skills, but the fact that he redefined what celebrity and success was in this country. I remember that I was 12 going on 13 when Muhammad Ali would not step forward at that Houston induction center and go into the armed services. And that, for many of us, changed how we looked up to celebrities. It was no longer about how many cars they had or how many homes they had or their wardrobe, but what they stood for. And for Ali not only to risk everything, but to lose everything for his belief and to stand for his religion, it put the bar much higher, that you had to be more than a possessor of things, but a standard bearer of a cause. And if anything that we should add to the whole phalanx of things that Muhammad Ali represented is that he changed how we defined what stardom was. It's not how high you are, but how bright you shine for something bigger than you. And we could thank Muhammad Ali for that.
Yeah.
I also want to congratulate Mrs. Clinton, being the first woman to win the nomination of a major party, and we'll see where it goes. And I told Senator Sanders if he went to the churches rather than hang out at the J spot, he'd have done better. But sometimes
people don't
learn the hard way. They learn the hard way. You get nothing at the J spot but J. That's all there. You got to go to the vote.
All right, Reverend Al.
All right, take care.